I'd like to welcome all of you to the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul today in person, and those that join us virtually as the church worldwide, as Christians worldwide begin this moment of grace and blessing and time of conversion and change lives that we call Lent, a beautiful time in the church, a spiritual time in the church. In so many ways, it's the church going on retreat, if you will. Es una alegría verlos a todos aquí, todos los que se encuentran con nosotros virtualmente, al comenzar este tiempo cuaresmal, un tiempo de gracia, de bendición, de conversión, un tiempo de cambio en nuestro corazón al comenzar este tiempo de la cuaresma. I have a story that I often remember every year, actually. I remember on this precise day because it reminds me how to make sure that I stay focused on what this is about and what it's not about. So it's a story of a priest who was walking through a park, through a big park, and as he's walking through, this guy comes in behind him, puts a gun to his back, and asks him for his wallet. So as the guy turned around to open his wallet, the mugger saw that the guy was a priest, and he got all upset. He says, "I can't believe I'm mugging a priest." And the priest felt really bad for this guy, so he said, come and sit on the bench. We could talk this out. And the guy was profusely, apologetic, and he couldn't believe of all the people he could have possibly picked to mug. He was mugging a priest. And the priest at the end said, "Listen, you're forgiven. Let's move on." And kind of to Joe, a gesture of that, he stuck his hand in his jacket and took out two cigars, one for the mugger and one for him. And when he gave it to the mugger said, "Oh, Father, I'm really sorry. I gave that up for Lent." "Rend your hearts, not your garments," was the first reading, right? That what ultimately is the good work of Lent? The good work of Lent is to join those men and women who are preparing right now, to prepare to celebrate the Easter sacraments, who men and women from all over our area who have been working really hard and praying and walking on a journey of conversion, and they will be preparing to receive baptism and confirmation and Eucharist at the Easter vigil. We're all going to be preparing our baptismal promises. And what is the work we do? Is to look back into our hearts and see what the Lord wants us to take care of in our hearts. What he wants us to embrace more fully and more passionately. What might be in our hearts? What has come into our lives that maybe we might want to leave by the side and leave behind? Lent is this time of intense conversion. Conversion, change of heart, happens our whole lifetime and our whole journey. This moment of Lent, particular intensity of that. And it starts with this symbol, right? This symbol of ashes that is a symbol of our desire to change. It's a symbol of repentance. It's a recognition of our frailty and of our sinfulness. It's an affirmation and a proclamation that we can't and won't do this alone, that we do it through the grace of Christ, who suffered and died on the cross and opened for us the grace of eternity for us. The gospel gives us the traditional practices of Lent. So as we walk this journey, what are the instruments that help us along that journey? Well, obviously prayer, to intensify our prayer. In particular, prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. To find the time to go to our churches and sit there before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and not only talk to the Lord, but also listen to what the Lord puts in our hearts. It's about fasting. Is it fasting to give something up just for the sake of giving something up? I don't think so. I think it's a lot deeper than that. And that is the recognition that that which we fast from reminds us of what really actually is important in our journey. And finally, almsgiving, right? We know, and we're so familiar with the practice in the United States in particular and worldwide of the rice bowl, right? That we get that rice bowl that supports the work, the incredible work of CRS, of Catholic Relief Services, the charitable arm of the Church of the United States internationally. It is an incredible symbol, right, that we share, that we give of ourselves through generosity and serving those who are in need, those who are vulnerable, those who are poor. So it's interesting that the Lord says, when you do this, pray, fast, and give of yourself, be generous of heart. And while you do that, don't blow your trumpet. Don't let your right hand know what the left hand is doing, for the Lord at the end sees what's in your heart. May this Lent be for all of us a great time of blessing and joy and grace. And that somehow as we begin this Lent with a desire, because I'm sure we all have a desire of what we would want from this Lent, that through God's grace and our efforts, that desire will become a reality that we will celebrate with great joy on Easter Sunday. God bless you.